Sanibonani, good wishes for the day, and welcome to the South African Crime News Podcast. I am Asisi Potema, and on today's headline, we have a hijacking suspect arrested in the Port Elizabeth. A provincial commissioner welcomes sentence meted against a man who raped her stepdaughter, and a woman's body is exhausted from a shallow grave, and a boyfriend is arrested. Stay tuned as we bring you these and more on the South African Crime News Podcast. Our first headline looks at a hijacking suspect arrested in Port Elizabeth in the Eastern Cape. When a serious crime is committed in the presence of a police officer, immediate action must be taken to ensure that the perpetrators are stopped in their tracks. On Wednesday, the 8th of July 2020, at about 4:35 p.m., Constable Wayne Apollis of SAPS Algoa Park was busy with investigation in Sidwell when he witnessed a hijacking taking place. It is alleged that the complainant, aged 37, a post office employee, was delivering parcels and made his final stop in Hart Street in Sidwell. On returning to his vehicle, two unknown males approached him and threatened him with a firearm. A struggle ensued. However, the suspects managed to overpower him and get into his Nissan Altiva Bucky and drove off. Constable Apollis witnessed the incident and immediately set off in pursuit of the suspects. He was alone in an unmarked police vehicle. A 2-kilometer chase through the streets ended in the parking area of Brown Flats in Sidwell. The police official succeeded in boxing the vehicle, and there was no escape route. The suspects collided into the police vehicle. Both suspects alighted and fled in different directions. With the help of the community, the constable arrested one of the suspects as he was running up the stairs of the flats. The 37-year-old suspect was detained on a charge of vehicle hijacking and reckless and negligent driving. He was expected to appear in court for the charges. The second suspect is not yet arrested. Nelson Mandela Bay District Commissioner Major General Thembisile Phathekile applauded the outstanding actions of the member. When duty calls and immediate action is required, there are incidents when there is no time to call for backup, and as such, police officers place their lives daily on the line in keeping communities safe. We commend the community for coming to his assistance in directing him towards the fleeing suspect, added Major General Phathekile. For our second headline, the Provincial Commissioner of Mpumalanga welcomes a sentence meted against a man who raped her stepdaughter. The Provincial Commissioner of the South African Police Service in Mpumalanga, Lieutenant General Mondli Zuma, has welcomed a hefty sentence meted against a rapist. This comes after the Mhala Regional Court on the 7th of July sentenced a 31-year-old man to life imprisonment for rape. The accused raped his 7-year-old stepdaughter in 2018. The court heard how the accused arrived home on the day of the 22nd of February 2018 to find the victim sleeping. He then ordered his other 4-year-old stepdaughter to stand at the door and guard for his wife. The ordeal was later uncovered by neighbors when they noticed the girl limping as she was walking back home from school. They then became worried and asked her what was wrong, at which she disclosed what had happened. The neighbors then informed her mother, however, she dismissed them. The neighbors took it upon themselves to report the mess, and the suspect was arrested on the 23rd of February 2018 at Khwaditiba Trust in Green Valley near Bush Buckridge, where the incident happened. The suspect was granted 1,000 rand bail while the two girls were relocated to a place of safety. The investigation went unhindered until February, when the accused was convicted of rape. However, sentencing was withheld. When passing sentence, Magistrate Annie Marie Theron indicated that the suspect showed no remorse and still denied what he had done to the child. She also reads part of the social worker's report, which revealed that the victim now suffers from urinary incontinence as a result of the rape. Magistrate Theron also declared the accused unfit to possess a firearm and that his name will be entered into the National Register for Sex Offenders. The Provincial Commissioner of the South African Police Service in Mpumalanga, Lieutenant General Mondli Zuma, has commended the sterling work done by the Department of Justice, NPA, as well as the Family Violence, Child Protection and Sexual Offences Unit members in ensuring that overwhelming evidence is brought against the accused, which has led to the maximum sentence. General Zuma also appreciated the community for not taking the law into their own hands but reporting the matter to the police. In welcoming the sentence, I felt delighted that another rapist has been removed from the society and that the sentencing will send a strong message to gender-based violence perpetrators, said General Zuma. For our last headline, a woman's body is exhumed from a shallow grave and a boyfriend is arrested. The Rudaban police are investigating a murder case after a 31-year-old woman's body was exhumed from a shallow grave behind a shanty in Rudaban Block A, Ivory Park. The deceased was reported missing on the 7th of June, 2020. Intensified police investigation and search resulted in discovering decomposed body buried in a shallow grave just behind the shanty in Block A, Ivory Park, Rudaban. A 39-year-old man, who was believed to be the deceased's boyfriend, was arrested. He is expected to appear before the Kimberley Magistrates Court facing a charge of murder. The Northern Cape Provincial Commissioner condemned the act of gender-based violence in the strongest terms. In other news, 2 life terms and 15 years of imprisonment were secured for the rapists in KZN. Detectives from the KwaZulu-Natal Family Violence, Child Protection and Sexual Offences Unit secured 2 terms of life imprisonment and a total of 15 years imprisonment during the month of June 2020. Police are working tirelessly to solve criminal acts directed at women and children. In the previous month, police have arrested 217 suspects aged between 11 and 80 who are still attending court. 5 cases that have been finalized in different regional courts in the province and 2 life terms of imprisonment and a total of 15 years were meted out to those accused for rape. The investigating officers are continuing with their obstinacy to bring all perpetrators to book. The community is urged to report sexual offenses and not allow perpetrators to intimidate them. In the Northern Cape, 2 women are arrested for theft. On the 8th of July 2020, at about 12 p.m., 2 women aged 41 and 47 were arrested for theft by Sergeant Dikele Dikhopane, who is the communication officer for Kimberley SAPS. It is alleged that the suspect stole household properties to the value of over 14,000 rands from their employer's house during the time they were employed. Suspects were positively identified by the complainant to the officer who arrested and detained them. They will soon appear before the Kimberley Magistrates Court for theft. Also in the Northern Cape, the police are requesting public assistance in locating a wanted suspect. The Provincial Organized Crime Unit in the Northern Cape is requesting the assistance of the public in locating a wanted suspect who is an accused in the murder of Ashwin Malan, who was fatally shot on the 8th of September 2018 at the Atlantis Guest House in Green Street in Kimberley. The case is currently on trial in the Kimberley High Court. 50-year-old Derek Favors, whose bail has been revoked, is currently on the run, and it is believed that he is in the Esterest area in Pretoria. The public is warned that the suspect is believed to be armed and dangerous and should not be approached. Any person who may have sighted the suspects can contact the investigating officer, Warrant Officer Patrick Dibebe, at 060-861-6893, or they can report via the MySAPS app. All information will be treated with the strictest confidentiality. In Limpopo, the police are seeking assistance to find a missing teenage girl. The police in Mahwelereng, outside Mokopane, have launched a search operation for a missing 14-year-old girl, Maria Mashaba, from Khama Diba village. It is alleged, on the 6th of July 2020, at about 12 p.m., the victim's mother left her home, going to town. When she came back home, her daughter was nowhere to be found. She left without informing anyone about her destination. The following day, the victim contacted her mother that she was on her way home, but she never arrived. Her cell phone has since been on voicemail. The type of clothes she was wearing during the time of her disappearance are unknown. The police conducted search operations at the families, relatives, friends, and the surrounding areas with no success. Anyone with information that can assist the police to locate this missing person may contact Captain Malela on 071-678-3305 or the Crime Stop number on 08600-10111. The police investigation and search operations are still underway. In the Western Cape, a suspect is arrested with a firearm in Lavender Hill. On our pursuit to seize unlicensed firearms in our communities yielded positive results when members of the Skenberg Crime Prevention Unit arrested a 23-year-old male for the possession of an unlicensed firearm and ammunition in Dipsaton Crescent, Lavender Hill. On the 8th of July 2020, at about 11:30 p.m., the members were busy with stop and search operations in Lavender Hill area due to the sporadic shooting incidents that were reported. Whilst busy with patrols, they saw the suspect, and when the suspect saw the marked police vehicle, he started to run. The members apprehended the suspect and found a black Gersan pistol with 14 rounds of ammunition in his possession. Once charged, the suspect will make an appearance in the Wynberg Magistrates Court. Also in the Western Cape, the K9 Cape Town arrested four suspects on charges of housebreaking and theft, possession of stolen property. The swift response by members of the Cape Town K9 unit, who followed up information of a vehicle and suspects travelling on the N1 towards R300, led to the arrest of four suspects aged 20, 24, 25 and 28 on charges of housebreaking and theft and possession of a stolen property and housebreaking implements. The members received the information that the suspects allegedly broke into a house in Windsor Park, Kranfontein, and fled with stolen items. They pulled the vehicle over on the R300 in Delft and found two flat screen televisions, housebreaking implements and a crowbar in it. Further investigations showed that the suspects used false number plates of a rental vehicle. Two of the four suspects can positively be linked to other crimes of housebreaking and theft of motor vehicles in other areas. A third suspect has an outstanding warrant of arrest for housebreaking and theft. The suspects are due to appear in court soon for the above-mentioned charges. In KwaZulu-Natal, a man is nabbed for traditional leader's death. Nzuza detectives conducted an operation aimed at solving a murder case where a local traditional leader was killed. Police were alerted about a 24-year-old man who was appearing in the Pietermaritzburg Magistrates Court for a case of murder fitting the description of the suspect they are searching for. They proceeded to court where they found the suspect and he was taken to Nzuza police station where he was charged for the murder case. He appeared in the Nzuza Magistrates Court and was remanded in custody until the 18th of July 2020. It is alleged that on the 10th of June 2020 at 8 a.m., a 62-year-old traditional leader, Mandle Nkosi Ntuli, was allegedly accosted by two unknown males at his home in the newspaper area. The victim was shot several times and was pronounced dead at the scene. A case of his murder was opened at the Nzuza police station for investigation. In the Pietermaritzburg Magistrates Court, the suspect is facing a case of murder that was reported at Mount Rice Police Station. On the 16th of June 2020 at 14:40 p.m., Bongani Majola, aged 56, was fatally shot at Ezinketeni area in Copesville. He sustained gunshot wounds to the head and chest. A case of murder was opened for the investigation, and Mount Rice detectives arrested the suspect with his accomplice, aged 28. The accomplice is also in custody. Police investigations are still ongoing to ascertain if the suspects are linked to other pending murder cases in the province. Also in the KwaZulu-Natal, burglars are nabbed with stolen property. At 1:45 a.m., police officers from Durban Central were conducting crime prevention operations in the Durban CBD to curb the burglaries and other criminal cases when they spotted four men exiting a building situated on Queen Street. The police officers immediately approached the men, who fled when they noticed that the police officers were advancing towards them. The police officers gave a chase and apprehended three men. Police officers found that the suspects were in possession of bolt cutters, crowbars, a hammer, a screwdriver, electrical appliances, hardware material, and other items. Upon investigation, it was established that the suspects had broken into the business premises. The three suspects, aged between 30 and 37, will appear in the Durban Magistrates Court on charges of burglary, possession of housebreaking implements, and possession of stolen property. The value of the recovered goods is estimated at 30,840 rands. The suspects will be profiled to establish if they are linked to other burglary cases reported in the Durban CBD and surrounding areas. The Provincial Commissioner in KwaZulu-Natal, Lieutenant General Khombinkosi Jula, welcomed the arrest of the suspects and praised the police officers for being vigilant and responding appropriately when they noticed a suspicious activity within their police precinct. In Eastern Cape, thousands of Mandrax tablets are seized in Port Elizabeth. The efficacy of the prohibition to curb illegal drug trade in Nelson Mandela Bay is reaping positive results while at the same time crippling the industry. In an intelligence-driven operation held on the 9th of June 2020, Port Elizabeth Public Order Policing arrested a 35-year-old man and confiscated 12,593 Mandrax tablets at his house in Pugu Street, KwaNobuhle. A search warrant was executed at about 11 p.m. the previous night. A substantial amount of cash and 593 Mandrax tablets were found in the suspect's room, while 12,000 Mandrax were found in a locked shack at the back of the house. The Mandrax was found in a black bag. The total street value of the drugs is 755,580 rands. The suspect was detained on a charge of dealing in drugs and was to appear in the Uitenhage Magistrates Court on the 13th of July 2020. The Provincial Commissioner, Lieutenant General Lizwe Ntshinga, has hailed the arrest and seizure as a huge success. Drug dealers need to know that we are a step ahead of their activities, and our efforts to cripple their business are intensifying every day to ensure the safety of our citizens. There is no place for them in this province, and we will not hesitate to expose, arrest, and send them to prison, warned Lieutenant General Ntshinga. In KwaZulu-Natal, alleged fraudsters appeared in court. This is a media statement from the Directorate for Priority Crime Investigations, the Hawks. On the 9th of July 2020, three accused, Sean Neveling, aged 45, KTP, aged 35, and Shireen Dibaka, aged 42, appeared in the Durban Magistrates Court facing 447 charges of fraud. It is alleged that between 12 February 2009 and 30th of September 2013, Neveling, a 50% member and director of the Badzi Fashion CC, together with his now ex-wife Dibaka, who is also a director and a 50% member of the same company, colluded with Katie, an accountant. They allegedly discounted fraudulently fabricated and inflated invoices to one of the national banks. The three perpetuated the scam of discounting fabricated and inflated invoices to the bank. The money was round-tripped and advanced to the bank, masquerading as payments from illegitimate BSD fashion debtors. The actual loss of almost 17 million rands was suffered by the bank as a result of the suspect's conduct. The three were granted 10,000 rands bail each, and the case was postponed to the 12th of November 2020. In KwaZulu-Natal, three suspects are arrested for fraud and corruption and money laundering in Durban. On the 9th of July 2020, Hawks members from Durban Serious Corruption Investigation Unit arrested three accused, Ravindran Pillay, aged 53, D. Pillay, aged 51, and Shanlin Pillay, aged 24, for fraud, corruption, and money laundering. It is alleged that the three connived and defrauded Toyota of an amount of more than 5.5 million rands. During the year 2015 to 2017, Ravindran Pillay, who was a storeman at Toyota South Africa, allegedly generated purchase orders for robotic harness from the Irenco Trading Sisi and D. Pillay, who would then issue fictitious invoices. Once Irenco Trading received payments from Toyota SA, funds would then be transferred to Shanlin Pillay's account. They appeared in the Durban Magistrates Court and they were all released on bail. Ravindran Pillay was granted 2,000 rands bail. D. Pillay was released on 10,000 rands bail, whilst Shanlin Pillay is out on 5,000 rands bail. The case was then postponed to the 1st of October for a pre-trial. Also in the KwaZulu-Natal, a man nabbed with drugs in Bluff is due in court. Police officers from the Provincial Drug and Firearm Units embarked on an operation in the Bluff following requests from the community to clamp down on notorious drug dealers operating in the area. The operation was executed after the team had conducted an investigation into the man that was in possession of drugs. Investigations revealed that the suspect was distributing drugs to KwaMashu and other townships. The police officers embarked on a sting operation which led to the arrest of the 21-year-old man. He was found in possession of 102 plastic wrappings of cocaine powder and a larger clear plastic packet of cocaine powder. The estimated street value of the recovered drugs is 60,000 rands. The suspect was to appear before the Durban Magistrates Court on possession of drugs. The Provincial Commissioner in KwaZulu-Natal, Lieutenant General Kombi Nkosi Jula, commended the police officers for their continued dedication towards clamping down on drug dealers across the province. The proactive approach by the community is commended. We should always remain vigilant in our neighborhoods and immediately report suspicious activities to the police. Criminals become more brazen when they realize that ordinary citizens turn a blind eye to their transgressions, he added. Police are utilizing the radio stations to reach out to the community on gender-based violence. The SAPS Mopani District Commissioner Major General Meggy Matebula has on the 9th of July 2020 interacted with members of the community during a live radio interview with the Vision FM from their studio at 7 p.m. focusing on gender-based violence and domestic abuse. The General addressed these two problematic crime categories that are prevalent in some parts of the province. She advised the community to report any form of gender-based violence or domestic abuse that is taking place in their precincts immediately. She further elaborated that Domestic Violence Act provides the victim with the following protections. The police stations have the victim's empowerment support centers to be utilized by victims of all crime, the rights to lay a criminal case against the perpetrator, the rights to apply for a protection order, the rights to be protected by the law enforcement, and no case of domestic violence should ever be solved at home. Also, men were encouraged to report any domestic violence or seek professional help from social workers and pastors. And for our last story, information is sought on suspects involved in a hit-and-run incident that claimed the life of a 77-year-old woman. The police in Namakgale, outside Phalaborwa, are appealing for information that can assist in locating an unknown motorist who failed to stop and report the accident after knocking down two elderly women aged 77 and 69. The incident happened at Majeje Zone A, next to the bridge, on the 4th of July at about 7 p.m. The elderly women were reportedly walking along the Majelele Lukelani Road when the vehicle knocked them down. They were taken to hospital by another motorist, where the 77-year-old woman later succumbed to the injuries sustained. The other pedestrian has been admitted at the hospital with visible injuries. The deceased has been identified as Semeta Ngoveni. The motor vehicle is said to be a white Toyota Cressida. Anyone with information that can assist in arresting the suspect is requested to contact Warrant Officer Isaac Mokgati on 083-258-1312 or the Crime Stop number on 08600-10111. Thank you for tuning in. Until next time.